Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Thursday, November 7th, and the Democracy Campaign has asked the state to require an outside special interest group to disclose its fundraising and spending for its electioneering activities in a special election for a Milwaukee area assembly seat. The request to the Government Accountability Board, which enforces the state's campaign finance, elections, ethics, and lobbying laws, has to do with a 60-second radio ad sponsored by the Wisconsin Homeowners Alliance. The ad praises Republican candidate Jesse Rodriguez. She faces Democrat Elizabeth Coppola in a November 19th special election to fill the 21st Assembly District seat vacated by Republican Representative Mark Conadell. With us here to talk about the details surrounding the group's request is Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, tell us about this group. Who are they, and what does their ad say relative to this special election?
The Wisconsin Homeowners Alliance is a group that is fronting for the Wisconsin Realtors Association. It's a political arm or an election arm of the Wisconsin Realtors Association, which is one of the most influential lobbying groups in the state. As the name implies, it's a group representing realtors and lobbying for real estate interests. They aired this ad that really is one of these classic issue ads that are really phony issue ads that is a political ad, a campaign ad masquerading as mere issue discussion. It's a very generic kind of presentation of any issues. It starts out by saying that Madison is out of control, spending too much, raising our taxes, hurting our economy, making it hard to own a home. In each of the next seven sentences in the script, it mentions the candidate's name. So it appears as though the purpose of the ad really is just to build the name recognition for Jesse Rodriguez, the favored candidate here. It says things like, you know, some want to go back to those failed policies of the past, but not Jesse Rodriguez, and says that she supports public policies that will move us forward. So, you know, it goes on to say that she supports a property tax freeze and supports the recent proposal to provide $100 million for reductions in property taxes that's been floated at the Capitol. But in every sentence, it just keeps repeating the candidate's name. So this is really obviously an ad aimed at getting Jesse Rodriguez elected, and it's airing just weeks before the November 19 special election. This is an ad that ought to be subject to full disclosure requirements.
So this group apparently believes it can keep the fundraising and spending for its electioneering activities secret, but the Democracy Campaign thinks it has to disclose them. What is it about this ad that prompted your request to the Government Accountability Board?
Well, the Government Accountability Board approved a rule back in 2010 that closed a loophole that groups like the Wisconsin Homeowners Alliance have been exploiting for years to keep their electioneering activities secret, to shield their fundraising from public view, to keep their spending secret as well. And the board unanimously approved this rule back in 2010 that says that if an ad is susceptible of no reasonable interpretation other than it being an appeal to vote for or against a candidate, then that ad should be subject to all of the registration and reporting requirements under Wisconsin law. Now, that language, to say that an ad is susceptible of no reasonable interpretation other than as an appeal to vote for or against a candidate, is language drawn directly from a United States Supreme Court ruling that was written by the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, John Roberts. In a case some years ago, Roberts wrote this opinion saying that advertising like this could be subject to disclosure of the funding and the spending. It could be subject to registration and reporting requirements. And the board borrowed that language and put it into a rule. That rule was immediately challenged by interest groups on the left and the right, And a little over a week after those legal challenges were filed, the board agreed to a stipulation that it would only judge these ads on a case-by-case basis and removed a sentence from the rule or decided not to enforce a sentence in the rule that would create an automatic presumption that ads like these are subject to reporting requirements. So these kinds of ads then have to be judged on a case-by-case basis. That's why we've written to the GAB. This ad perfectly fits that definition of an ad that ought to be subject to full disclosure. And on a case-by-case basis, the GAB should be reviewing these ads and should be making judgments about whether the rules should apply. In this case, we feel that it's obvious that the rules should apply, that the Wisconsin Homeowners Alliance should have to respect the rule and engage in full disclosure. That's what we're asking the GAB to do, is take this action. They have the legal authority to do it, and they have the Supreme Court's blessing, because the language in this rule comes directly from a U.S. Supreme Court ruling, and that ruling then was again confirmed in the Citizens United case. When the court ruled on Citizens United, the 8 of the 9 justices came down in favor of disclosure. They opened the floodgates to unlimited interest group spending, but they came down in favor of disclosure, and they reaffirmed Justice Roberts' test that he created, this language that he had put out there. So the board is on solid legal and constitutional grounds. They have the legal authority to do this. They insist that they have the ability to judge these ads on a case-by-case basis. We're asking them to get started on doing just that in this case, in this special election.
Do you know if and when the Government Accountability Board will decide the matter?
I don't. We are putting this letter to the board, and it's already been delivered. We are asking them to act on this promptly, because after all, for the information to be of any value to the voters, it needs to be made publicly available sometime before November 19th. So sometime within the next 2 weeks, the board has to act if the public interest is going to be served here. We've made the request. The ball is now in the agency's court. And the decision is going to have to be made pretty promptly if there's going to be any benefit to voters in the 21st Assembly District in knowing who's trying to influence the vote in that Assembly race.
Thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about this special interest group involved in the race, its ad, and the Democracy Campaign's request, check out the Democracy Campaign website for its November 7th statement and letter to the Government Accountability Board. To learn more about the Wisconsin Homeowners Alliance and other outside special interest groups that intrude in this and other Wisconsin elections, check out the Hijacking Campaign section on the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign website. You'll find profiles and spending information about these special interest electioneering groups by clicking on Follow the Money and then selecting Interest Group Spending in the Dropbox. Thanks for listening.